This is Mae Russell. It is the second half of World Watchers, program number 796. And I want to continue with a diagram or chart that was in the possession of Oliver North in his desk that was obtained by the Senator Tower Committee that is very important. It indicates a network of private groups that were giving military aid to the Nicaraguan Contras and were sending arms to Iran, and what looks like a lot of little nodes like the NEPL, ACT, IBC, IC, ICC, LAKE, so forth, ACE, are very important because three is tied in elements are working here that are revealed through these letters and translations. One is the fact that Mr. Channel, who kept these fundings going, Carl Spitz Channel, took over the presidency of Western Goals when Larry McDonald was killed on the Korean airline. So the Channel has the offices with Edward Teller and John Singh Laub and Admiral Moore and Eugene Wigner and high-powered military people and far-right wingers going back many, many years into the early Cold War of our country. They're on the board of Western Goals. And this also involves one member of Western Goals, John Singh Laub, because of his connections to the Knights of Malta, persons in the Knights of Malta, the World Anti-Communist League, the Soldier of Fortune, and the Mercenaries. And also, it links to the relationship of Channel of Western Goals to the Swiss bank accounts that involved the First Bank of Boston, Permandex, the money that was put in for fascist organizations and death squads that have been operating, as I say, for a long, long time. There are diagrams of certain areas. The Lake Corporation is just a small little box, and there's lines between what they call UDAL, DFEX, and TWA. DFEX is the Portuguese firm that says arms sales, and it's tied in with Energy Resources International, which is Stanford Technology, headquartered in Vienna, in Vienna, Virginia, not Vienna in Europe. And Energy Resources was the major purchaser of Polish and Portuguese arms. Transworld Arms was the Canadian company, and they worked with a corporation called DFEX, D-E-F-E-X. Then there is the Albon Value, the Hyde Park Square Corporation, CSFR, and so forth. And each one of these little letters means something special. CSF is a code name for weapons again being sent, investments identified in press reports. $17 million went from Swiss accounts to the Contra leaders. There's one called Toys or Toyco. $2 million raised went for military aid. Albon Values Corporation supplied $1 million to Amalgamated Commercial Enterprises that bought the Southern Air Transport that belonged to the CIA. And the importance of all these little names and letters and diagrams, as I say, is that it connects the Cold War framework that has been behind all of these various assassinations and coups and overthrows and agents that are above and beyond the law, that when they get a slap on the wrist in the Pentagon or Defense Department, they're rehired anyway. And they link to Singh Laub with his connections, the Swiss banks, the Nguyen Bank, and Western Goals. And in time, I'll take each one of these organizations and outline the chain of command of those particular organizations. There's an article by Jeff Girth in the New York Times, February 27th. The Contra cash flow points to Oliver North. And it goes to Project, this article goes to Project Democracy and so forth. But on the article, it was signed, not an article, but a memo signed by Fawn Hall. It has the name Robert Owen, who is the liaison of the Contras up to the State Department, National Security Council. Andy Messick, one of those persons, head of an organization like John Singh Laub or many of them, funding the Contras. And then it mentions Causa and Mr. Pock. The writing isn't clear. Ed Pock and an arrow trips to Germany and CAUSA. But it doesn't say in this article how important that is. The Washington Post had a story on the 28th about persons involved in sending money to the Contras. And it mentions Linda Jewell. I mentioned her last week. And her work with Western Goals. And this article, the Washington Post, does better than Jeff Girth. And it says, Owen's name is, under the word is weapons, under Messing's is funds, and over Jewell's is money. Western Goals was taken over by Mr. Channel in 1985, and Larry McDonald went down at the beginning of 1984, the end of 1983. Under the diagram are the unexplained references to CASA, the political arm of the Reverend Sun Myung Moon Unification Church, and to Colonel Pak. Colonel Bohai Pak, one of Moon's top lieutenants, is president of News World Communications and the Moon-owned media, the conglomerate that owns Washington Times and the Tribune in New York. Well, today the Nugan Hand Bank was mentioned, but very little, if anything. This is the only article I've seen that mentions the links of Reverend Moon to Mr. Channel, and of course that's Lynn Nofziger and the whole network of the early Reagan team, and this is the Cold War banking house for covert actions tied into the international Nazis, the Galen organization, and so forth. But this is the one article that I see that just mentions Reverend Moon as his name on these ledgers and tied with them, and so far they're protecting him from that for very good reasons, because of the gun running, the narcotics, and the death squads, and the linkage of Moon to the World Anti-Communist League and to the Kuomintang in Taiwan and Ryosha Sasakawa. So eventually all these people will tie together. Now, the common denominator of all these people, the most important denominator, they're trying to push most of the activities on Oliver North. And almost every major article I have, and I have maybe 60 or 70 in the last 2 weeks, refer to Thomas Kleins and Albert Hakim and North and Richard Secord working with Theodore Shackley out of the Stanford Technology and its dummy front listed in Vienna, Virginia. And I want to go back to a broadcast I did 6 years ago, number 520, and I mentioned it before, on Otto von Bolschwing, because von Bolschwing, from the OSS and then the CIA, set up and was part of the organization that came directly from Stanford Technology. It evolved out of TCI, and these people were involved with TCI for a long, long time. And the power this organization has, or institution, or whatever you want to call it, had an early beginning going back quite a few years and had very important people involved with it. And all of a sudden, they want you to think that these operations are run by a lieutenant colonel. November 22nd, 1963, I had a broadcast, interestingly enough, on the anniversary of Kennedy's death. And in a chronology of Otto von Bolschwing, he came to the United States in 1953. Prior to that, he worked from 1941 to 45 as a U.S. intelligence agent. Well, he worked for Adolf Hitler in the SS. In 1945, when the war was over, he switched his allegiance from the Waffen-SS to the United States. In 1954, he arrived in the United States. He had a citizenship in 1959, 1 year before Richard Nixon was to run against John Kennedy. And his mentor, the Elmer Bobst of Warner Lambert, was the same person in charge of Richard Nixon's career since World War II. Otto became director of international marketing at Warner Lambert. He had close ties to Alfred Driscoll, honorary board chairman of Warner Lambert. And by the mid-1960s, after Kennedy was killed, he was an executive with Cabot Manufacturing. Missing here are the Kennedy years in his biography, but Mr. Cabot Lodge, as I mentioned before, ran against John Kennedy with Richard Nixon in 1960. By the 1960s, Otto von Bolschwing was financial advisor for Cabot Manufacturing. He represented their German subsidiary with $50 million, a carbon factory. Thomas Francioli, and this is very important, of TCI, was senior vice president of the First National Bank of Boston, and he financed deals with Otto von Bolschwing. Now, First National Bank of Boston was the one who headed Credit Suisse, the paymaster for Permandex and the assassination teams, and I mentioned in terms of money washing and drug money related to Merrill Lynch and to E.F. Hutton. The First Boston National Bank of Boston had, with Credit Suisse, merged with the Merrill Lynch operations and have a Swiss, well, several Swiss subsidiaries, but basically merged, the three of them merged, the Merrill Lynch, the First Boston Bank, and Credit Suisse, and these are the groups involved, as I say, with fundraising for political assassinations linked to assassinations, narcotics traffic, with offices, the same offices and people working in Switzerland now that worked with the assassination teams, and Willard Zucker, the chief banker there for Lake Resources, representing Robert Vesco, who worked with these very teams. And Francioli was a vice president of the First National Bank and was on the board of directors of TCI. Von Boesring started an importing business from Argentina of wine. And in 1969, he came to California, to Silicon Valley. And this is very important because TCI, which was Trans International Computer, and I've had this before on the air, had two subsidiaries, AIS, Advanced Information Systems, and ISS, International Imaging Systems, that was a subsidiary of TCI, and it was used, the TCI Corporation monitored the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. They hired von Boesring in 1969. They were going to commercialize technology. They put him in the Defense Department with security clearances. He had contacts in Germany, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Netherlands, Antilles, South America, and on the board of TCI with Otto von Boesring when he became president was John Paul Getty, Emmanuel Sinakis, whose name was just in the news today. He's the chairman of Fairchild that merged with Schlumberger. Walter Leverton, Judge Newsom. Finakis is also associated with Ford Aerospace, Philco, past president of ITT, former vice president of Fairchild. Now, Otto von Boesring came to California that at the time period of 1959, came out to California in 1969, and jumped right into a corporation known as TCI with a lot of heavyweights. And I want to read you, I've never had this on the air before, I don't believe I've ever had it, the way the company was formed, that it had to collapse or go underground because of a massive investigation, a financial scandal. But the heavyweights of the people who worked with Otto von Boesring and then the lightheads that set up the organization are important to say how the Swiss bank accounts got going, because into this organization came people or the child of these organizations such as Thomas Klein, Theodore Shackley, and Albert Hakim from Iran, and moved to make a relationship between narcotics traffic, death squads, international fascista, under the umbrella of Stanford Technology, which was operating in full swing at the time the Contragate came down. Ronald Reagan has used it very nicely. Now, the corporation papers of TCI, they refer to themselves as the company, and they describe the management of the company. One was Emmanuel Finakis. This was TCI, and then it becomes Stanford Technology. Now, Stanford Technology just didn't start with Albert Hakim and Secord and Singlaub and Shackley, or Singlaub came into it from Southeast Asia. He wasn't part of Stanford Technology, but meets up with them later. Thomas Kleins was one, and Edwin Wilson. All of those heavyweights that control our National Security Council, the Defense Department, the CIA, get weapons and make huge profits, and never have gone to court until now. Edwin Wilson is the only one that's been arrested. The people that set this up originally were very heavyweights. One was Emmanuel Sinakis, spelled F-T-H-E-N-A-K-I-S. And starting from the corporation papers, to give you the background of Sinakis, he was described as the company's board of directors since May of 69, a member of the executive committee till August 69. And then there's that transition later that becomes TCI. He was president and chief executive officer from January the 1st, 1970. Sinakis was president of Aerospace Optical Division of ITT, and that was a large firm that put Hitler into power, made profits during the war while they were working for America and Nazi Germany at the same time, and very important into the fabric of American politics. They surfaced at the time of Watergate with Richard Nixon. But he was charged with the Aerospace Optical Division. For 5 years prior, Sinakis was employed by Philco Ford Corporation as Director of Space Vehicle Operations, Vice President, General Manager of Space and Reentry Systems Division. He received his diploma in engineering from the Technical Affairs of Athens, a Master's Degree of Science at Columbia University, PhD in Electronics at Columbia University, Postgraduate School of Philosophy in Pennsylvania, worked for Advanced Communications, Bell Telephone, and so forth. Now, Mr. Nangle joined the company as Vice President of TCI, or the branch of TCI, N-A-N-G-L-E. He was described as treasurer and director, Mr. Nangle. He was the company vice president of operations in January 70 and elected the company's board of directors. He joined the company in April 69. That's when Otto von Boesring came in. He was controller of the Aerospace Optical Division of International Telephone and Telegraph, ITT again, Prior to that, he served as financial manager 18 years with Philco Ford, Ford Motor Company, and Ford and ITT, of course, were two of the big suppliers of Adolf Hitler. Mr. Nangle received his Bachelor of Science, Magna Cum Laude, Business Administration, Boston College. Mr. von Bolschwing, described in the brochure, joined the company as a consultant in June 69. He was their vice president, business affairs, in April 70, the secretary in June 70. For 2 years prior, he joined the company. He was an international consultant to many companies, prior to which he was chief executive officer of Cabot GmbH, a German subsidiary of Cabot Corporation. He holds a degree in Masters of Business at the University of Breslau. Now, none of this brochure on this corporation with these heavyweights mentions at all the background of Otto von Bolschwing, and he lied when he came to this country and said he was not a Nazi criminal, you know, a part of the Waffen-SS. But the board of directors is shared by Mr. Senecas, Mr. Nangle, and Otto von Bolschwing. And von Bolschwing, of course, had a translator for TCI named Helene von Damm, who was in Ronald Reagan's offices in Sacramento for 8 years, making appointments for him. Now, under the list of board of directors, they list several people, individuals, or groups that set it up. Each of these directors are the three highest paid officers, and this is very important to how these corporations are set up. One is Mr. O.S. Williams, Jr. Another is Larry F. Vance. Williams was chairman of the board of directors, president of the company. Larry Vance was vice president, secretary, and director. Now, when they had some mishaps, financial mishaps in California, described as one of the worst handled or the most explosive security investigations in the history of finances, it was all kept very quiet, and thanks to Pete Carey, the San Jose Mercury, he went up to Sacramento and got the corporation papers of TCI, or the legal papers having to do with the questions taken down at the time of the lawsuit involving Emanuel Senecas, Charles Nangle, and Otto von Bolschwing. Also on the board of this company, before I read you part of the court records, there's Doc Otto E. Berg, director of astrophysics, principal investigator of NASA of the Goddard Space Center. That's Otto von Bolschwing, Senecas, and Nangle. Dr. Dean Brown, Ph.D., Senior Research Engineer, Systems Development Group, Stanford Research Institute. That's different than Stanford Technology. Jean-Paul Getty, Jr., Executive Employee, Director, Executive Employee of Getty Oil Company. Dr. Harold Lammens, Ph.D., Physicist, Senior Science Executive of EG&G. Dr. Jake LeBoux, Director, President of Inelco Industries. Dr. Walter Leverton, Vice President, General Manager, Satellite Systems Division, Aerospace Corporation, and Frank McKetno, Executive Employee of Getty Oil Company, and Hardy Seltzer, Partner of Forest Products, and so forth. Now, those are the heavyweights with von Bolschwing right in the middle, and the directors, one is O.S. Williams and the other is Larry Vance. Now, here is some of the testimony of how this thing got together. Based upon questions asked Larry Vance, I'm citing page 33 of the court records. Really, honest to God, none of the syndicators or myself or certain directors had any knowledge of how to set up a corporation or how to run it. These are the directors. Those were the heavyweights. And out of this came Stanford Technology from TCI. And he's talking about TCI. We had no way how to run, no information how to run it or what a public offering was. We didn't know any of that crap, and I really don't believe Williams knew a hell of a lot more than we did. He always had books around, piles of corporations and stuff. He was reading them all night. He came back with a new plan. The next day, he changed the plan. He'd get this idea of delaying taxes he's telling us about, and we thought, gee, that sounds like a good plan. And then one evening, I was in late, and on top of his desk is an article in Time magazine called The Hidden Money Trail, how the mafia hides the money around through Switzerland and all that crap. It was just a goddamn quote. After a while, it got so goddamn ridiculous, you know. We got sick of it. And then Otto von Bolschwing was hired through a contact of Dutch Van Roy, who's a private investigator. And when he came, he brought expertise to the corporation in a form of consultant, and a hell of a lot of what he said to do wasn't followed. But if they had, probably wouldn't have had the problems they had today. Otto and I finally got together. We were the only ones that ever did any work on the trips as far as trying to locate corporations for acquisition. We located Futh in Germany, F-U-T-H, another firm in Switzerland. I don't remember off the bat. One in South America. We started getting active in the acquisition of it, and they were legitimate arrangements, but somewhere along the line, the horns were pulled back, and they went to Intelcom, which Seneca's had a long, big chunk of, an advanced information system, and so forth. He said, we never did know what the corporation was supposed to do, other than a holding corporation, acquiring companies. They were in the computer-related industry. Now, after Williams was kicked out, Kollowitz was kicked out, and Schlotthauer is kicked out, and these guys were never really part of the corporation. They set it up for the other persons that took over, like Getty and von Bolschwey. They're no longer around. He was asked, Mr. Vance, have you ever heard of IMC, Industrial Manufacturing Corporation? No. It was a corporation set up by Williams and Kollowitz in Las Vegas. Williams is one of the directors of TCI through a stockbroker in Vegas. He said, I don't know. They set up a company and they acquired control of Lamplane Company. I don't know anything about it. All I know is that they acquired it. That's all hearsay on my part. I asked Otto von Bolschwing what those guys were doing, and he said, well, they've done such and such, so that's about all I know about it. This is court testimony. They've done such and such. Now, what guys? What is your understanding? The attorney asked. We called them the Cowboys. I don't really care for that to go across to that, too, but we called them Cowboys. They kind of grouped together. I don't know. They just... And the questioner said, who? He said, all the syndicators except Ofbro. There was Weichel, Kollowitz, Schlotthauer, Williams. Williams is the director of this company. And Mr. Mott, what did you call them? We call them Cowboys. You know, just an abbreviation for naming everybody. That's just about the way they operated. Out of bars, never to work on time. 2 or 3 in the afternoon, they'd come up, party all night. They just couldn't operate a business. And this, the heads of these businesses are people like Mr. Getty and Judge Newsom and Otto von Bolschwing and Mr. Senecas of Fairchild Schlumberger and so forth. Now, who set up IMC, to your knowledge? I understand Otto. That's when they got a shell. And Williams put it together. Did you ever talk to Williams, Kollowitz, or Schlotthauer? No, I talked to Williams briefly. Sometimes we went to have lunch. We set up a new corporation, and we're talking about taking it public, and everybody's making all kinds of money. And I said, what are the assets? And he said, I just as soon not tell you what the assets are. So when I asked Otto von Bolschwing, he already found out that the assets of the what the assets of the company were. Then they asked him, did you know Helene von Damm? Because she was the translator for this company. And interestingly enough, he said no. And he said, did you know Helene Duty von de Grief? And he shook his head. And Helene von Damm, or Helene de Grief, may be an alias that Helene von Damm had while she was working in this company in Sacramento as a secretary to Ronald Reagan. She married a man named Christian von Damm. She's kept that name. Well, she's now married to somebody in Austria. And Christian von Damm became vice president of Bank of America in Bolivia during the period of the cocaine traffic of Klaus Barbie. And those people linked to Mr. Gomez-Rodriguez, associate of George Bush's top aide. And the Colombia cocaine cartel, the arrest of Mr. Leder Rivas, is tied directly to the Bolivian and the Brazil cocaine connections of Joseph Mengele and Klaus Barbie that were developed and identified in 1979 by documents of the Central Intelligence Agency. Now, Christian von Damm is currently, 1987, as of February of 87, is in Miami. He moved from Bolivia to Miami, and it'd be interesting to know what he is doing there. But this is a group of people who have worked together and set up corporations and banking systems, many banking systems, maybe there's 12 to 20 they're investigating now, that link to Panama, to the Cayman Islands, that are a source for airlines, for boats, for everything outside the government that the government can't do or the Congress won't allow the intelligence agencies to do. And under the guise of private businesses, they can run these operations and their fingers are not slapped and nobody can look into them. But the important thing about this very heavy team of heavyweights behind Otto von Bolschwing and TCI that became Stanford Technology. When TCI closed, Stanford Technology began, but there's no way the General John Singlaub or CIA, the Thomas Kleins, or Theodore Shackley of the intelligence community station chief in Saigon, who turns it over to the current investigator for the House or the Senate Congressional Committee, or the man who overthrew the important country of Chile and put Pinochet in, There's no way that those people could set up this kind of network unless there was some mastermind behind it. The casualness with which the Mr. Vance, one of the directors, describes it doesn't sound like a company that has its president and chief executive, Emmanuel Senecas of Fairchild and Schlumberger. Now, Schlumberger merged with Fairchild, but Schlumberger was a cover for the intelligence community for the invasion of the Bay of Pigs, which involved these various characters and the operations that are described in Banks We Trust or the Great Huron Coup, the international fascista links to drugs, murder, and assassinations. Go to the connections out here in California to TCI. Now, Albert Hakim's papers were stolen from his desk recently, and they allegedly had information about used aircraft sending arms to Iran with the pilot from the Korean airline. And then all of a sudden, the papers are returned, and they say it has to do with atomic plants. The papers had to do with atomic plants in Korea. And the connections to the Iranian arms shipment delivered by the Korean airline is another area being hushed up. And it's very important, the interlocking link of drug runnings and arm passing and the use of the Defense Department, the CIA, and the way the media covers them up, because Hakim was part of Stanford Technology. And as I say, Mr. Senecas was important with aerospace optical divisions, with the ITT, with Philco Ford. He's the head of Schlumberger-Fairchild that ran Double Check, the anti-Castro Cuban operations run by the CIA, the FBI, out of the White House for many years, the attempts to kill Fidel Castro. And Mr. N-A-N-G-L-E Nangle is vice president of an operation treasurer of TCI, important man with ITT, with weapon systems, with Ford Motor Company, and connections to Boston College and to well-known institutions back east, getting his degrees. And then von Bolschwing working with Senecas, Nangle, and as a team, not describing his SS, Waffen SS background, his buying in Israel, is working with the Grand Mufti, is working with the Iron Guard, the Nazi Iron Guard, notorious killers, and many, most of the heads of that organization came to the United States. And von Bolschwing, according to this little description of the corporation, you wouldn't know he was the man in charge of taking money and property from the Jews and converting the gold into the Swiss banks that could be used later for these other operations. Mr. Vance, Larry Vance, has testimony, and I'll do more as time comes. I'd like to write an article on the linkage of the early Stanford Technology, Otto von Bolschwing, Mr. Nangle, and Senecas, and the Mr. John Paul Getty, who has long Nazi associations. They were written up in a new book about Getty, or the Dr. Dean Brown from Stanford Research Institute. They tap into the establishment in every way, and the network is set up so that when somebody comes along like Ronald Reagan, who's put in through a lot of mind control and powerful people in California, it can still operate and use that network. So when Ronald Reagan was president, all Ollie North has to do is to tap into this network, and out of a hat comes Albert Hakim and his contacts in Virginia that set up with the Southern Air Transport, or with the banks and Willard Zucker in the Swiss banks, holding the accounts of Robert Vesco and his interconnecting links to intelligence and assassinations and gun running and so forth. So that every article that I have on the Contragate, and there are many of them, just always mention Hakim, Secord, Singlaub. And the bottom line of all of this, based upon all these large articles, and just 30 or 40 in the past 2 weeks, always go back to the operations of Singlaub, Secord, Kleins, and Shackley, which is that network that was set up to do just what it was caught doing. And the way this unfolds, goodness knows, now that it goes to Nugenhan Bank and their ties, of course, last week, the called Marcinkus, the Vatican was won by the Italian government, and the P2 and Licio Gelli tied directly into these operations also. So does Reverend Moon of Causa and the Nugenhan. A lot of the areas that I've talked about on the air for the past 17 years come this May are being sucked into this very group that has been a small team operating in the Philippines, Southeast Asia, in the Mediterranean, in South America, in Central America, and have been active with narcotics traffic going as far east as Iran, Pakistan, Indochina, and the narcotics traffic ties to the banks, the gun running, and the fascism under the goal of avid anti-communists. All this been going on continuously. I just can't imagine how I'll ever have enough time to share some of the most important articles on these subjects. They are pouring in from the major newspapers, and they're all at least one quarter of a page or a half a page or a full page in the news. But after reading many of them, I just come to the conclusion that all of this goes back to the original TCI that became Stanford Technology with those heavy weights that set it up in the first place. Next week, I'll do some more details on specific articles, but I want to give you the background of this corporation, how it was put together, the half-assed way it was assembled, so you can see who really is running the show is a constant team that have used these banks set up for a long time to do whatever they thought was necessary. This is Mae Brussel, and I'll be back with you next week to continue some more on the notorious Contragate story.